Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The same means like Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But also, God was with Joseph and Abraham. But now God is with us. The same God that was with them as we worship together is with us right now. So the same God is with you every day when you go to work, drive to work. So when you're having also fellowship with God in your thoughts, God is with you as well. So as we are thinking right now, God is with us. God is accepting our prayers and He knows our thoughts. So God is working us. He works on us yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So it is beyond what fortune tellers can tell for our future. All the answers from past and present and the future. And the same God is working on us. The depth and width and the abundance of God. So this is the greatest time as we worship together. Let this time be truly most blessed time. I'm going to talk to you about Joseph as well today. And I want to share with you the guidance of Holy Spirit of Joseph's life. Joseph had to live a life of impossibility. So when you look at the people in the world, you look at the people living, and it's like a paradigm living in impossibilities. Joseph was a slave, so I'm sure he had hardships. So Israelites, they had to go through hardships. But even though they were living as slaves, they were able to eat meat, and they were able to somehow a little bit enjoy while they were living as slaves. So when Israelites were captivated, they had some sort of comfortable life. They made their own political system and their own social system. Despite that, they were captivated. So they created culture and many other things. But they were still captives. So it was like a monotonous kind of life, like yesterday, today, and tomorrow, they were the same. We live like that too. So we do pursue something in our lives. There are problems, the forces of darkness. God has a plan for us and our children, but things are impossible for us. So righteous will shall live by faith only. So the salvation in Jesus Christ is making us possible to do something. So Moses discovered something which shifted his paradigm from impossible to possible. So just like people like Isaiah, Elisha, they discovered something in God to change the age. God has called us because of the same reason. You know, our lives are today is maybe same as tomorrow. Despite that, God has God chose us. So there will be a change. This new change is refreshing for young people, and even older people. It is something very new. We call this guidance of Holy Spirit. Guidance of Holy Spirit. So I want to share with you a little bit. When you hear guidance of Holy Spirit, what do you think of? What do you think of when you hear guidance of Holy Spirit? When you say your children, let us receive the guidance of Holy Spirit, what do you say that? So when you hear this, you may be thinking, God will guide me because I am saved. So God that is invisible is leading you. So God is giving you a word and leading you. So if you are an experienced believer, there are some steps that you experience. So some ways like you may experience for the better, and sometimes reversed way. Why is that? So let's look through Joseph's life. So guidance of Holy Spirit is not something new. Jesus taught us. We don't know about tomorrow. So I may anticipate tomorrow I get up in the morning and then wake up my kids to send them to school. And I run to my school. Maybe you are similar, you have other lives. So even the routine may be the same, you may have something different happening tomorrow. some sort of a spiritual flow. Why is it possible? Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. When you accept Jesus in your heart, Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus is dwelling within you. When you look at John 14:26, Comforter, the Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit is teaching us and guiding us, but then Joseph, who never saw Holy Spirit or experienced the Holy Spirit, was also guided by the same Holy Spirit. So Joseph was probably just thinking that this will be Messiah that is to come. So Joseph experienced this power of Holy Spirit. So Joseph experienced the Jesus to come. Just like he foretell Jesus. So he knew Messiah. Messiah Jesus. So Joseph knew about the works of Messiah who worked on Abraham. He knew about everything. So he knew what's going to happen tomorrow. Isaac also. So Joseph was the grandson of Abraham. He knew as well. Hebrews 11:22. Joseph called Israelites to Egypt. So his grandfather heard about this before. So God told his grandfather that Israelites will be slaves to Egypt. So Joseph knew this. So he discovered why this had to happen. So then he was saying that his bone doesn't want to be buried in Egypt. Because as a child of God, he knew it. This is what is mystery in God and abundance in God. Something in faith. So it's hard to describe, but he had this conviction. This is what's called guidance of Holy Spirit. I'm talking about just the beginning introduction. So what is guidance of Holy Spirit? God is, Holy Spirit is with us and guide us. Because Jesus has told us, Jesus told us what he would do. So let me summarize in brief form. Jesus became flesh for us, and he suffered for us. So he did even cast out demons, and he died for us. He carried our burdens of our sins, and then he's resurrected. And then he ascended to heaven. So Apostle Paul said this, don't you know the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ? So these five things are the summary of the gospel. So the reason why Jesus did all this for us, the reason is Jesus wanted to show you how he's going to guide you after you are saved. Now the master of your lives is Jesus Christ. We have to understand this. Joseph knew this. So, with the guidance of Holy Spirit, we need to discover the prayer topics. So first thing we experience is that Word became flesh, just like Jesus became flesh. So the Word comes to us, and we are rooted with the Word. So Word became flesh. So Jesus became Word. We cannot live without the promise of God, covenant of God. So this is the first step. This could happen in your life or in one part of your life. It could happen in your family, anywhere. The first step is the Word of God. Joseph heard a word from his father, and then one day he experienced this. And then he had a dream, and the grains bow down to him. And then when he said this, his father was really upset. So he didn't understand it. And then another dream, sun, moon, and stars were bowing down to him. It was covenant from God. So the promise of God that was given to his grandfather, Joseph didn't know what it was exactly. So it was the moment that God's word fell upon Joseph. So at that time, in Hebrews, it says, Joseph held on to the covenant, the word of God. When the word comes unto you that Jesus is the Christ, God doesn't stop in the middle. God does it until the end. This was the first step to Joseph. So the second step is Jesus was with his disciples for 3 years. And sometimes you experience spiritual battle. And the healing our weaknesses. And Jesus humbled himself. In theology, humiliation, it's called humiliation. God who knows past, present, and future, but those of us who don't know past, forget, and future, we don't know. But God was dwelling within us. God was with us. And Jesus was with us. So when we are with Jesus, we have this power. And we find the status. Genesis 39 says God was with Joseph. His life was a slave, but God was with Joseph, and God was showing the status who he was. There's something that you need to discover. God has given us the power and status. God has a plan that can change you. There's a new plan of God that is working right now. The moment you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, sometimes God really makes you to wake up. God is leading you. And the third step, Jesus was with the disciples and he was dwelling with them. He was crucified for us. We are so weak. So even though no matter how hard we try, sometimes we face the limitations. sometimes we have crises and we face difficulties in our relationships. Sometimes we have sleepless nights because of the stress. But then, worse yet, he died. He experienced the death. He carried the burdens of sin and death and curse. And this same God led Joseph the same way. Joseph was thrown to a cistern, a well. And even though he was working hard because of Potiphar's wife, he was imprisoned.
Mm-hmm.
He went to prison where only probably mouse can escape. And maybe once in a lifetime, maybe not, kind of place. I don't know how long he lived there in the prison. 10 years, 20 years. Bible doesn't mention anything about Joseph was complaining about his life. Because Joseph knew something because he was guided by the Holy Spirit. He knew what's going to happen in the future. You may call it like mysticism. Because he saw God who was guiding him. Because he knew God who was guiding his grandfather, Abraham. He had that faith. He was able to give thanks. So we say Joseph rejoiced the gospel. So Joseph experienced the works of Jesus Christ indirectly. So the word was fulfilling, like just like Jesus was doing for all the people, Joseph was able to really enjoy the gospel. You may be in crisis. You may experience like a crisis, like a death. There are many things that you experience, even you cannot describe. Some days you feel like it's gonna never end. It may be a shorter period of time when you look back, but when you go through it, it may be looking like eternal. Maybe you may actually experience almost death, true death. In the midst of that, do not forget one thing. If you are guided by the Holy Spirit, in the midst of that, Jesus Christ is with you. Next step, do not forget. Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of death, shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil because God is with me. So when you read Psalm, David wrote it like, "I will fear no evil." But then in other Psalms, he may say, "God, my bones gonna melt. I cannot bear it." Even in the shadow of valley of death, God is with me. Sometimes you may experience that this kind of pain. It could be from your own mistake, but other times it's not your mistake, but it could happen. But you shouldn't be disappointed because there's another step waiting for you. Stage of death. This is the third step. And the next stage, if you're not a child of God, this is it. But those who are chosen by God, whether you want it or not, whether you complain or not, there's another step that Jesus is resurrected. Jesus is resurrected for us. Jesus is resurrected with us. The reason is because the Holy Spirit is within us. Because Jesus is resurrected with us. With us. Just like us, Joseph experienced the resurrected Jesus. He was in a well, in a cistern, but there was no water. And he went to prison. He was impossible to get out of it. But then he was able to get out of the prison. So in the midst of crisis of death himself, Joseph was interpreting dreams of other people. So he asked them to remember him when they get out of there. Joseph knew that he would get out of the prison. That's why. So if you ask Joseph at the time, "When are you getting out?" Joseph could not answer you. But Joseph knew something. So you as a child of God, if you're guided by the Holy Spirit, so you know that there's another stage, another step through Word of God. So you have a chance to reverse things. There's another chance for you that you can reverse things. That could be the best chance for the evangelism. So through evangelism, you can glorify God. So in front of Pharaoh, he was able to say, but he didn't say, "Oh, I'm a good interpreter." He didn't say that. He said, "God is with me." So he was able to evangelize Pharaoh. So you know, this can happen to your families. And you could receive the answers. We could receive the answers in our next generation of our church. When you hold on to this covenant, you may be able to experience the power of resurrection. Jesus didn't just die, he was humiliated and died and resurrected. Jesus didn't say, oh, this is it, I've had it enough. He didn't finish there. He's sitting on the right side of God, right hand of God, for us. He's reigning for us. He's exalted for us. He didn't do it for the sake of doing it, but he did it for us. So it's not just reverse, it's a summit. So he's moving us that we can save others. This is not something that you go to 1, 2, 3, 4 and that's it. So it continues to fulfill. So this fulfills until the step 5, but Joseph wanted to get out of Egypt, but he died in Egypt. He knew that it would be about 400 years. He said, if I died, please bring my bones out of Egypt. So God is leading us as conqueror. God has called us so that we can help other people in our fields. Of course, we are weak and lacking, but God is leading us. I talked about 5 steps. Why is it possible? This is what Jesus has done for us. Jesus is giving us the word and the power and then guiding us. Why are you giving hard time? We feel frustrated sometimes. Without doing that, the non-believers may not be able to tell. Of course, non-believers, sometimes they're smarter than us, but they're not spiritual. They don't have spiritual power. So we have faith, and we know that God is leading us. We may complain sometimes. So God may lead you to crises, but save you from the crises. God has called us this. So regardless of whatever happened last week, we are able to worship today. Don't worry about anything, but in all things, with thanksgiving and prayer and supplication. And God, who exceeds in everything, will keep your minds and hearts in Jesus Christ. If our remnants knew this, if the people of this age knew, but Satan doesn't want us to know this. So because of our weaknesses, we're not able to relay this sometimes. So we should pray that we should be able to relay this marvelous thing to others. So God is telling us, like, things are hard, but I'll show you a way to escape. So we give thanks and we continue to pray. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Living God, I give you thanks so much. You have called us as your children. You have called us as God's children, so we are able to taste and see this guidance of Holy Spirit that others may never experience. Lord, please accept our prayers. You know our prayer topics. As we pray for our fields, let us truly experience the guidance of Holy Spirit. Please open the door for us, so we may be able to see. If we are lacking, please give us new strength. If we are lacking in power, our children or us, we are lacking, please give us the strength. So with strength coming from you, let us truly experience guidance of Holy Spirit in Eden Church and in our fields. I thank you so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.